Hey, have you been watching Netflix's Squid Game? Oh my gosh, I have. And what happens is people are competing, if you haven't, for this huge cash prize. And let's just say that, well, a lot of people are dying along the way. But Netflix says that 142 million people have watched the Squid Game already. Okay. So this is great. On the internet, somebody made a Squid Game alarm clock and they posted a clip of it in action over on YouTube. So if you can imagine, it's this mini version of this animatronic pigtail doll in the red light, green light game. You know, we play that as kids. So if you miss the alarm, the doll's neck stretches open. You have to visualize this. She turns toward the bed and then she fires a dot right at your head. I mean, a dart right at your head. But wait, there's more. Here, take a listen. Yes, that's right. During the alarm, it also plays the dreaded 1-2-3 sun song. Oh, yes. Now, I started thinking about this. I believe that if someone gives you this alarm clock for Christmas, you should just give them one in return. I mean, after all, you know, squid pro quo. And you see, ladies and gentlemen, just an example of all the fun that we have here week after week as we talk about living the best digital life ever. You can find us on over 420 top stations from coast to coast. We're streaming in your favorite radio app. And you can also find us streaming whenever you want as a podcast, as a webcast over at getkim.com. And I just love this. You can also hear us on the American Forces Network Radio. That's 375,000 American servicemen and women in 175 countries and 200 ships at sea. We salute each and every one of you. Now, I'm America's beloved digital goddess. And also, let me tell you, now an inductee into the 2021 National Hall of Fame. And I'm sure you have at least a few questions about something digital. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. All right, let's get started with five things that you need to know about tech. It's happening right now. And first, a question for you. Let's say that you ran a company, and this company was distrusted by most of your customers. It was also distrusted by the entire Congress, Democrats and Republicans. But your public company was also blind to perception, and you have no more goodwill left. Well, what do? Now, you could apologize and change the company's management, or you could do what Facebook's about to do. The inside word is that before the end of this month, believe it or not, Facebook will abruptly change its name and try to rebrand itself. So the internet at large, especially Twitter, they have some hilarious ideas for the new name of Facebook. There's Zuckistan, okay, like that. Three Facebooks in a trench coat, Skynet, Faceplant, Friendster Plus, I can't believe it's not Facebook, or I like this one, ZucksMakingBigBucks.com. So whatever it ends up being, Mark Zuckerberg says the name change will reflect it's changing and it's evolving into the metaverse. Huh? What's a metaverse? Okay, it's a digital universe. It can mean a lot of things, but it's kind of like the all-immersive video game worlds of today. You don't have a video call either. Your avatar is part of the call, interacts in this digital universe. So the real question is, will Facebook change its way when it's changed its names? With Zuckerberg and Sandberg still in control? Probably not. I mean, how nice it would be if they would finally step down, like closing a Facebook account. We would never see their likes again. All right, number two, your eyes are worth big bucks. What is going on? You know, cryptocurrency is evolving, steadily rising. And then, you know, as you start looking around, more and more companies are starting to take crypto. So there's a plan behind a new company called WorldCoin. The goal is that one day WorldCoin would be used as sort of an infrastructure for UBI, which stands for Universal Basic Income. Huh? Yes. Universal what? It's free money given out as a way for governments, they say, to lessen the impact of AI, computer automation, robots that are replacing jobs normally done by humans. It's way down the road. But what they want to do over at WorldCoin is they want to expand their base. And they want to expand the reach of crypto. So if you sign up for an account, WorldCoin will ship you this orb-shaped device. And the image from the eye scan is supposed to be encrypted, used to create a new code before original data is deleted. But the real question I know you want to, how much money can I make for my eye scan? Well, they say anywhere between $10 and $200. It's a big spread because it depends on how many people sign up. But WorldCoin's numbers are totally growing. There are around 100,000 people around the globe. They want to hit $1 billion by 2023. I don't know. Between my left and my right eye, something smells. Number three, the FCC is getting a little testy over texties. That's right. The new stir, shook, and robocall law went into effect over the summer. You may have noticed a decrease in the amount of spam phone calls, which has led to an increase in spam text messages. Just about any topic, right? Insurance, real estate, delivery notifications, those are really popular. Banking alerts, COVID-related notifications and notices and alerts. Whatever the deal is, the goal is to steal your money. And they want your social security number, your account passwords, you name it. And the FCC says, we are getting tired of all these complaints. So the acting chairwoman has unveiled a new set of proposed rules that are going to put more pressure on the wireless carriers to block these kind of illegal texts on a network level. Thank you for that. I mean, we are paying a big fee every month to have our phones. We shouldn't be getting this junk mail through it. One is going to mean apply existing caller authentication standards to cover text messages. No timetable was set. That's the bottom line there. Over at Commando.com, we got tips on how to make sure you don't fall for them. We have examples in case you want to see them. Like one that is claiming to teach people how to read maps backwards. They say it's a real skill. I don't believe it. I think that's just spam. Oh, come on. That was good. All right. Number four, the latest scam. Year and a half later, the economic fallout from the pandemic is still affecting so many folks across the country. A lot of folks are out of work, and scammers know this. So unemployment scams have been going on for months and months, and now the FBI, say, is issuing a big warning about fake websites that look like government agencies that want to help you. Yes, they do, with your unemployment benefits. Don't fall for it. They make these little tiny changes to the real website address or the domain, and they also make the sites look identical to the official ones. But if you accidentally wind up one, usually through phishing, maybe an ad on social media or that text message that I talked about, that they're going to ask you all kinds of personal information. You know, don't fall for it. You want to actually type in the real address. The FBI has identified about 400 of these fake sites that are linking to fake unemployment benefit services, all using the same IP address. So keep your eyes open for that. And finally, number five, a bear that has no time for your games. There's a crazy story out of Alberta, Canada, about a bear that has snuck its way into a home. Now, it all started when a homeowner's dogs cornered a bear in the garage. Wow, could you imagine seeing that? Honey, don't go in the garage. There's a big brown bear there. The homeowner's dogs, they cornered it, as I said. The guy's by the name is Sean Reddy. He managed to get his dogs safely out. When he came back, the bear was gone. He's like, oh, okay, great. The bear went on. A few minutes later, Sean's 10-year-old son started hearing some kind of scratching sounds inside the house. That's right. The bear actually went inside the house. It crawled through an open window. So the dad saw the bear across the hall go into his kid's room, and luckily nobody was in the room. The dad pulled the bedroom door shut, then got help from a neighbor. They created a barricade leading back to the original window. So he opens the bedroom door, and then the bear goes out the same way that he came in, but not before doing a little damage. It turns out that the bear apparently got frustrated trying to get into the kid's gaming computer and make it turn on, so he actually smashed the monitor. And the bear was incredibly hungry, too. He had eaten all the cereal that the kid had left in his room. And so you know what the dad said as the bear was leaving, right? He said, cheerio. Sometimes I crack myself up. I saw you laugh at that one. All right, so many of you are looking for homes, and the housing market is crazy right now. I mean, it seems like the moment they get on the market, automatically these offers are coming in. So how would you like to be notified the second, I'm talking about the very second, a home comes on the market? I'm going to tell you about this tech secret in just a few moments, and we're going to start all of your phone calls here on this coast-to-coast broadcast of the Kim Komando Show. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. And just a quick reminder, if you're incredibly shy and you don't want to be on the radio, you can still ask me your question. Just head over to the official homepage of The Kim Komando Show. That's KOMANDO.com. And in the upper right-hand corner, there's a link that says Email Kim. Yes, that's where the magic happens. And I read every single email that comes in. And also, if you're on social media, I want you to make sure that you're not ghosting us. This is a test. You can find me where? Twitter.com/KimKomando. Facebook.com, come on, guess. Yes, /KimKomando. And of course, LinkedIn.com/KimKomando. Facebook.com/, it's all over the board. So wherever you are hanging out on your social media, make sure that you follow us, as we have tons of great stuff that we post every single day. Moments away from that insider tech secret about how you can find out the moment, the very second a house gets listed for sale. And how about we start this hour with Diane in Little River, South Carolina. Hello there, Diane.
Hi, Kim. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. Thanks for your call. How can I help you out today?
Well, I'm a longtime listener, first-time caller, and thank you for taking this call. Sorry that I'm a former programmer, but that was a long, long time ago, and technology has surpassed my pay grade.
Well, you know what? That's awesome. So what language were you programming in?
Oh, RPG and COBOL, when, you know, computers filled a whole room.
Yeah, you know, COBOL. You know, I remember learning COBOL. And I was working for IBM, and I just remember one thing, how annoying the pick statements were. For some reason, anytime mentions COBOL, I'm like, those darn pick statements. But luckily, we don't have to do that anymore. So hopefully you're still not trying to program a COBOL, because I couldn't help you with that.
Oh,
but
heck no.
I might be able to help you with something else.
So I have all Mac products, Apple products, and I take a lot of photographs because I live along the South Carolina shoreline.
Beautiful.
And yes, it's very lovely. And I keep exceeding my cloud space, and I do delete them and everything, but I get tired of paying for extra cloud space. So I wanted to pull off all of my pictures and save them to an external hard drive. And I just cannot find a way to do this easily.
Oh, Diane. you know, external hard drives, they die, right?
No.
Okay, so the worst thing that I could ever advise you to do is to pull all your pictures off the cloud and put it on one external hard drive. Because then you'd be calling me up 6 months from now and say, Kim Commando, you told me to put all my, and I lost everything. And you would not be happy with me. And then you'd never listen to the radio. You'd unsubscribe, and then you'd start being a troll on social media. And you sound like a lovely person. And so we don't want that to happen. So I'm okay if you put on an external hard drive, as long as you're backing that external hard drive up to the cloud.
Okay. So put it back up, leave it at the cloud.
Yes.
But I could keep it down on an external drive.
Yeah, you can. I mean, I can tell you how to download them. I mean, you know.
Okay.
And I'm not going to tell you on the air, because that gets really
nasty.
That's and fun. Mean. And it's not hard. You just go into iCloud, you tap photos, and then you can select your entire library by selecting all. And then there's a big old download button, and you tap the download button. But I'd rather I can give you the step-by-steps, because it makes life a lot easier for all of us. And you can do that, but you know, whether you keep it up on iCloud, or maybe you want to use iDrive. You know, iDrive's been a long time sponsor of the Kim Commando Show, and it's like, I don't know, like $7 a month, you know? So maybe what you want to do is to, you know, start figuring out which might be the cheapest way for you to do it. I mean, it's not crazy expensive. I mean, on iCloud, you can get 200 gigs for $3 a month. And, you know, that's a pretty darn good deal. But, of course, if you want to use iDrive, you can get, like, so much more for, I think you get a terabyte for, like, $7 or $8 a month. So it's a better bargain. So you might want to check that out. The only thing about iCloud is that it does make it easier, because you've got all your devices. But it's also, you can figure that with iDrive. If you do check out iDrive, be sure to use promo code Kim, because you're going to get that smoking deal. Again, that's iDrive.com/Kim. I'm going to post some links, Diane, for you and everybody else who wants to download your photos off the cloud over inside the Commando community. Go to commando.com/community. And then on the left-hand side, there's a Q&A message board, and that's where we post up all the links. So this way, you can have the handy-dandy instructions. Diane, thank you for your call. Appreciate you getting through, and thanks for being such a loyal listener. All right, the real estate market is crazy all across the country, but the insider secret to getting your foot in the door faster is to create an account at Zillow.com. That's where you can set all kinds of filters based on all kinds of factors. You save them, then you set up notifications so you know the very moment that something changes, or if another home on the market hits your wish list. And we've got the steps on how to do that. Just hit commando.com and hit the link that says Kim Show for the step-by-steps. Coming up in our money tips, 6 free apps to help you watch whatever you want for free. That's right, I said free. Hey, moments away from our money tip, all these different ways that you can make money without a 9-to-5 job. And what's really interesting is that from time to time, somebody will ask me about vampire electronics. You're like, what are vampire electronics? These are electronics that they kind of suck a little power even when they're off. They drain the power. Newer TVs, they just don't turn off for a few reasons. They actually go in kind of like a standby mode, even when you turn them off, because they're connected to the networks this way. They don't have to reconnect again. Maybe the apps are getting updated. Maybe the software in the TV is getting updated. And then in addition to that, if you ever want to control your TV with a voice assistant like Alexa or Google, that it actually needs to be on. So how much power does it really use? And is it going to affect my electric bill? I mean, that's the big question, right? Well, older TVs, probably not. One site ran the numbers. Your average modern TV uses about 59 watts when operational and only 1.3 watts in standby mode. So the average use of a TV costs about $16 a year. It's not a lot in electricity, meaning that standby mode takes up just a fraction of the cost. And in case you want to take a look at this calculator, the U.S. Department of Energy has one that will show you the energy use of various electronics, various appliances, and the cost to run them per year. We have the link for you over at commando.com. And back to the phones we go with Ralph in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Boy, we're hitting South Carolina this hour. What's going on, Ralph?
Hi, Kim. Thanks. Thanks for having me. Hey, I have a question. My brother has a retail business, and we're trying to find a way that we could accept cryptocurrency for payment, and just really don't know where to go with that.
What made you think of doing cryptocurrency?
Well, I've kind of been watching crypto, and I own a little crypto, and I just thought that, you know, it might be something that's going to continue to grow and people might want to use or at least have the option to use.
So it's a retail store. What does he sell?
Liquor.
Oh, booze. Okay, great.
Yeah.
We love that. Well, here's the reason why, is that if you do Bitcoin transactions, they're pretty much, you know, irreversible. So So I was thinking, I didn't know what you were selling. So I was, well, if somebody buys a bottle of booze, it's not like they're going to bring it back, right? You know.
Right.
Excuse me, something happened to this bottle of whiskey. When I bought it, it was full, but now it's not. Can you tell me what happened? I think there's a slow leak somewhere, meanwhile, right? And then who was, what type of point of sale system are you using? Is it like by Square or somebody like that?
Actually, to be honest, I think it's SignaPay. That's the company that we go through.
Well, you're going to have to ask them for the point of sale system on what they're accepting.
Okay.
Because if it's going to be running all through their entire, you know, their whole network, and they're doing the merchants and they're doing the transactions and things like that. You know, you're really not that far off in your thinking. It's actually, you're very forward thinking, Ralph. You might want to look at PayPal, because PayPal now lets you buy, sell items using cryptocurrencies. You can hold it, and you can do it. You can also check out different cryptos, and there's a wallet. And let me tell you a couple of other places you can check. Coinbase now has a commerce arm, and you know Coinbase is huge, right?
Right.
And then there's also BitPay. So I'd look at PayPal, BitPay, Coinbase, you know. And can you call me back and let me know what you guys end up doing?
Sure.
Because I really am, I am insanely interested, like probably you and the rest of the world, right, about with cryptocurrency and where it's going. And it's inevitable that it's going to be part of everybody's lexicon. You know, the U.S. government is now wants to come out with its own digital currency, right? And of course, that means every transaction will be tracked. We all know that, right? So it's going to be interesting. You also might want to also take a look and ask your tax accountant about this. And I'm not a tax accountant, and I would never want to be a tax accountant. That's why I have a great tax accountant. But I understand that it becomes a bit of a hassle, because when you're trying to do the books, is that you have to calculate the value of the cryptocurrency, the day and the time that it was received, right? And then also the day and the time that it was sold. And then, of course, you have any increases along the way. It's really quite fascinating when you get into all that. And, Ralph, once again, thank you for your call. All right. So In this money tip, we're going to talk about how you have to stop paying for TV, right? We got 6 free apps to help you watch whatever you want to watch. And in case you miss any of these, I'm going to tell you where you can have instant access to all 6. So, like, one is Yaideo. You're like, what did she just say? Yaideo, that's right. If you want to watch shows from Disney Plus, Netflix, HBO Max, Amazon Prime, and more, head over to the site. It's a little different than most of the free streaming sites. Instead of hosting content itself, it finds and directs you to the safe places to watch things for free. Okay. There's number 2 on our list is Tubi TV. They have about 20,000 movies and TV shows and catalogs. It's a solid streaming choice. You can stream online or from your streaming media player, Apple, Roku, Fire, Xbox One. There are some commercials, though. Number 3 is for everybody who's listening that you love Westerns, right? Classic cowboy films. You want to go to Western Mania. It's created in 2009. Its catalog's a little modest, but it's 100% legal. And if you love old Westerns, it's the app for you. Can stream for free with commercials or 99 cents a month to skip all the ads. Crackle is number 4, and this is one of our go-to free streaming sites. Your wallet is low. This is where you want to go. Number 5 is for all you newsies, right? News On. You can watch hundreds of local and national news streams from your Roku or Amazon Fire TV. They've got about 275 local news groups in 160 markets. Wow. And number 6 is also on our list. It's called Canopy with a K, right? I have nothing to do with it. It's a K. That's where you have instant access to what your library is streaming. Yes, your local library. You don't even need to go there. To check out the entire list, no further than the official homepage of The Kim Komando Show. That's komando.com with a K, K-O-M-A-N-D-O.com. And hit the link at the top that says Kim Show. Still to come this hour, the signs that someone has opened a bank account in your name and what you can do about it. And, of course, more of your phone calls here on The Kim Komando Show. All right, over in our podcast land, let's switch gears for just a second before we go back to the phone calls, is that we have so many great podcasts. We have Kim Komando Explains. Yes, it's great. Also, Tech Refresh, that's me, Kim Komando, with friends. And it's a really fun show about all things digital. And then we also have our Daily Tech Update and our Digital Life Hack. So wherever you get your podcasts, I want you to make sure that you sign up for the Komando podcast. We're on Apple, Google, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon, Stitcher, Tuned In, of course, at komando.com/podcasts. And when you do find our podcast and you listen, do me a great favor. I want you to rate, review, and follow and subscribe. So this way you become part of our podcast family, and then more people are able to find our podcast because you gave us a great rating and also a great review. Thomas in Orlando, Florida, you're up next. Hi there, Thomas.
Hi, Kim. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. What's going on? What's on your mind?
Well, I've got a couple patents and intellectual property that I'm trying to solve a problem with. I was on a little mini tour, golf tour down in Florida for a while and noticed some guys getting their clubs stolen, and I've lost some clubs and this and that and the other. And I was trying to tie in the new technology, you know, with QR codes and RFID and GPS and Bluetooth and all that stuff to utilize these patents and intellectual property. And I was trying to figure out the best way to utilize that in a commercial market. And I need your help on this and possibly a solution to the problem.
All right, so if a glove, if a golf club goes missing, then
correct,
you want to be able to, somebody gets an alert on their phone.
Correct. So basically, you know, someone will create an app for this, tie it in. I mean, look, we can track dogs, we can track golf carts with GPS, right?
Yes.
On the golf course. Yeah, yeah. So I was just trying to use just the current stuff without reinventing the wheel here, and just help golfers out like myself who have lost a lot of clubs. I mean, they are not inexpensive anymore.
I know. They're very
expensive. So, I mean, look. Yes, ma'am, I know. And look at the PXGs. They run anywhere from $5,000 to $15,000 a set.
That's crazy.
So, I know. Well, I mean, you know, if you got the money, you know, hey,
well,
God bless you. But,
I wouldn't pay. Although, let me tell you about me and golf, Thomas, okay?
Okay, here we go.
I look like I'm a great golfer. I do. Okay. I mean, I show up, I've got the right outfit. I have a set of pings with my name on them that my husband bought me for Christmas, you know? And so I play golf with my brother-in-law. And last time we played the Arizona Biltmore. And so like, it's just, you know, we're just the two of us in the cart. And he's like, so how many did you get? And I'm like, what was par? And he'd say 5. And I'd say 4. Okay. And so we get back to the clubhouse And the guys come out because, you know, it's they were going to have lunch and they were cleaning off the clubs and everything. And they looked, one of the kids looked at me and goes, "Miss Commando, I had no idea you were such a great golfer." Okay. And I said, "Well, you know, I try." Now, meanwhile, I cheated the whole way. And the kid says, to me, "Well, you know, we have this celebrity golf tournament. You would be great in it." I'm like, busy that day, but I haven't told you when it was. It's okay. So it's like,
right, there you go.
It's all right. All right. So essentially what you're looking for is AirTag technology. And I'm sure you
correct.
The AirTag down, you could put in as small of a slot in say the handle of a golf club, right? I don't know where you would go for that, but you'd have to hunt down the manufacturer of, you'd have to do some research into that patent, and Apple's not going to sell you that, but maybe you could find somebody who has a patent for something like that, that you could do a deal with. Now there is something, I don't know if you've seen, they're called golf pad tags. Have you ever seen those?
No, ma'am, I have not.
Okay. Look those up. They're about $100 and you get 15 tags. And what it does is, and this company might be something that you could do a deal with, or maybe they might have a line on the technology, but it's called Golf Pad Tags, and it works with your phone. It has an app, and it does the golf swing tracking and analysis. Okay. So you're
okay.
You're halfway there. So what I'm thinking is that if they don't have it, maybe there's somebody that they know. Maybe there's somebody, a deal that they could put you in touch with. And maybe there's some collaboration. And if anybody's listening and maybe you actually have developed such a technology, or maybe you actually want to get in touch with Thomas because you think that this is great, I want you to send me an email. I do read every single email. I said that already this hour. So send me a note through the website. Head over to commando.com. In the top right, there's a link that says email Kim. And Thomas, if I hear anything, I'm just going to forward it directly to you. And again, those things that I mentioned were called golf pad tags. All right, you want to stay right where you are. And thank you for your call today. I have some great signs that you need to know about that someone may have opened a bank account in your name. And then I'm going to tell you, if that happens, what you need to do here on the Kim Commando Show. Hey, if you haven't already signed up for the current newsletter, it's fabulous. It's great, in my humble opinion, of course, right? But it's, I think, one of our fastest growing newsletters. You can sign up. You can see a sample. There's no ads. And everything that you want to read is directly in the newsletter. And let me tell you, this is not content that you hear on the show. It's not content that you see in any other newsletters or even on the website. It's all new and fresh every Tuesday and Saturday, delivered to your inbox. And you can sign up right now over at thecurrentnewsletter.com. And I have to say it like thecurrentnewsletter.com to let you know that that's the whole web address. You can't just go to currentnewsletter.com. You have to go to thecurrentnewsletter.com. All right, bad credit comes with just plenty of problems. Higher interest rates, maybe you don't get that car or that home loan. And that's why you always want to take a look at your credit score. And you can get your free credit scores. We have ways to do that on the web. And you want to keep an eye on it. I mean, it's not going to stop identity thieves who are trying to open a bank account in your name, but you will know if it happens. So you want to get something called a checking account report. It actually reflects your banking history. It includes all the checks that you write, the transaction histories, and it will help you spot unfamiliar withdrawals, of course, but it's also great to keep crooks from opening accounts that you know absolutely nothing about. So we have the link on how to get a checking report. It's really easy to do. Head over to commando.com and up at the top, look for a link that says Kim's Show. It's up there at the top of the homepage. Hey, you want to stay right where you are. We have another jam-packed hour. More of your phone calls coming up here on the Westar Multimedia Network. $19. Yeah, they're crazy. They are crazy with a capital C. But, you know, a lot of people are going to buy it. I'm talking about Apple's $19 microfiber polishing cloth that they're calling it. And it's actually hard to come by. It's back ordered until like December. Of course, coming soon is the Apple Polishing Cloth Pro Max. It's a few inches bigger and double the price. I mean, seriously, when I saw that, I thought it was like, this has to be an Apple fool's joke, right? I mean, remember, don't use the Apple polishing cloth on non-Apple products because you're going to void its warranty. But really, after seeing nothing big at the Apple event this past week, it made sense. I mean, Apple's iEverything needs a lot of polish, and we'll be talking about that in just a few moments, because after all, it's the Kim Komando Show. It's America's favorite, largest, most trusted show about all things digital. I am, of course, America's beloved digital goddess. You can find us on 420 top stations throughout the United States. We're also streaming in your favorite radio app, and you can find us streaming as a podcast, a webcast, anytime over at getkim.com. And I'd like to give a big shout out to our servicemen and women in the Army, Marines, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, and Space Force who are protecting our great nation, and those of you who have already served, and those who are listening right now on the American Forces Network Radio. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. All right, this is part of the show where I like to talk about five things that you need to know about consumer tech that make a difference in what you're buying and how you're using it and what you need to look forward to. And it was another big week. Apple, Google, and Samsung each held their events, as they like to say, to roll out their new products. And why are they doing it now? Just in time for the holidays. And as expected, Apple announced third-generation AirPods. They cost $180. They look like the $250 AirPods Pro, but the cheaper ones don't have noise cancellation. Now, the MacBook Pro got its biggest refresh in 5 years. They now run on Apple-made chips instead of Intel, the M1 Pro, the M1 Max. I was actually kind of sad about this because I like it on my MacBook Pro. The Touch Bar, I guess people were complaining about it. It was introduced in 2019. It's gone. That's right. It's just not there anymore. Poof. So what did Apple bring back? An HDMI port and an SD card slot? What? I mean, 2005 called Apple and they want their tech back. Hope you have some money. The new entry-level 14-inch MacBook Pro starts at $2,000. If you order the MacBook Pro 16-inch and you max it out with all the options, okay, get this, an 8-terabyte SSD, of course you're going to get 64 gigs of RAM. The highest end of the M1 Max chip, how much do you think it's going to cost? You're totally wrong. $6,100. Whoa. Okay, the Apple rumor mill has already started for what they're going to be announcing next. One is something called the iKnife. Hopefully this one will be cutting-edge technology. Next on our list is coffee or an iPhone. A consumer tech writer for the New York Times took a look at what it really costs to buy a new iPhone every year. Most smartphones have an average price. They save about $700 to $1,000, which don't even talk to me because I got the new iPhone 13 Pro Max because I had to do it because I'm the digital goddess, right? I don't really see any difference other than I just lost like $500 when I sold the iPhone 12 Pro Max. Didn't really need this, except for a cinematic mode. Okay, better camera. Oh, a little bit better battery. No, give me my $500 back. But I digress. Let's say you hold off on a $1,000 iPhone and put that money into a retirement fund. It could potentially balloon to $17,000 in 30 years. Now, Apple CEO Tim Cook says, hey, you got nothing to worry about. He compared a $1,000 iPhone to buying a cup of coffee every day for a year. I don't know. Buy a bag of beans for Pete's Coffee at Costco and comes out to 41 cups of coffee, 39 cents each. So the new iPhone would be worth 2,500 cups of coffee. So you can trade in your old one, maybe shave off a couple $100, but it still adds up. I mean, but I'll tell you something. If your significant other wants a new iPhone for Christmas and you show up with a bag of Pete's Coffee beans, let me tell you, that could be grounds for divorce. Number three on our list, a different phone color for every day of the month. So Samsung and Google held their events, and let's talk about Samsung first, is that they have the new Galaxy Z Flip 3, the new Bespoke Edition. It has a black and silver frame, but this is where it gets a little funky. You can pick different colors for the front and back panels of the phone, so you get 49 different combos. It costs $1,100, which is $100 more than the Flip Z phone thing that you can't customize. The Galaxy Watch 4 also has some new watch faces. There was nothing major there from Samsung. Okay. Well, now, what about Google? You know, when you hear about the Google Pixel phone, you might be tempted like I am. I am actually looking at the Google Pixel phone and saying, I think I actually might want to try this one. They have the Pixel 6 and the 6 Pro, better displays, new underscreen fingerprint reader, new processor, a Tensor, camera's got a big bump. They have a 50-megapixel main lens, can capture 150% more light, an extra lens. They have magic eraser. Wow, love that. You can automatically remove objects from backgrounds, like somebody, photo bomber, something else, a dog. They have premium features, started at $700, $900 for the Pro. Both are going to be released in just a few days. 2022 is almost here, and if you're looking to upgrade your Android, the Pixel could be your New Year's resolution. Number four is for all of you who call and email and say, how do I get my local TV channels without cable, Kim Komando, and I don't want to put up a stupid antenna? All right. Now, you might not know this, but last December, Amazon launched a free news app on its Fire TV platform. It got 12 cities, New York, LA, Chicago, and they've been growing it ever since. They got about 90 cities, they said, this past March. Well, this past week, Apple Fire News brought in an additional 60 cities. Now you got Honolulu, Reno, Lincoln, Nebraska, Tucson, Wichita. You can now watch live or on-demand free local news in 158 cities. Wow, isn't that something? When it comes to the number of stations, that number doubled from 126 to 259. So the Fire TV news app is free. It's available on all your Fire TV devices. Just look under the local news tab in the app to find your local news. And finally, number five. I thought like the Apple $19 polishing cloth. Oh, please. That isn't that just ridiculous. They should give those free. I mean, if you buy a MacBook, if you buy an iPhone, they should put one of those free in the box. Tim Cook, if you're listening, or anybody else in Cupertino, because you can get the show there, that's what I think you should be doing. But anyway, I digress once again. Do you remember when you were a kid, or maybe there was a kid in your family, Fisher-Price had that little telephone that rolled around, and it had a smiley face. It's the Fisher-Price Chatter telephone. Now, they've been making this particular toy for 60 years. So a lot of you, I don't think I had one, but a lot of you may have had one. So the Chatter is due for an update, but not so much for the little ones anymore. This phone is for adults. So if you don't want the iPhone, you don't want the Galaxy, you don't want the Pixel, maybe you want this one. You actually do need a phone. It's a Bluetooth accessory. And then you can use the Chatter, the Fisher-Price toy, just like a real phone. So when your smartphone rings, so will the Chatter. And then you can answer it using the big red handset. You can end the call that way too. And then the toy also has a speakerphone button. But wait, there's more. The rotary wheel, you can dial numbers. You remember that, where you have to like do that with your fingers? It'll even say the numbers out loud as you go. It's wireless, has a battery, give you 9 hours of talk time. So if you're looking for gift ideas, it's going to be sold at Best Buy for $60. And of course, be on Amazon, I'm sure, right there afterwards. And, you know, don't expect any butt dials from this thing. I mean, that's one of the benefits. I mean, this is a real phone. It's a big phone. And if grandma finally puts you on speed dial, you can start referring to her as Instagram. All right, coming up in just a few moments, how to get that new computer speed back from that old PC. And then, oh, we've got Brand New or Not True you don't want to miss. We have a great contestant this week. You don't want to ever miss Brand New or Not True. And of course, we have all of your phone calls here on this Coast to Coast broadcast of the Kim Komando Show. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open. I'm sure you have a few questions I can lend a hand to. And I know you can Google anything, but you can't Google my trusted advice talking to me directly. And that number is 1-888-825-5254. And just a quick reminder, on social media, I want to make sure that you follow us. Head over to twitter.com/KimKomando, facebook.com/KimKomando, instagram.com/KimKomando. And how about we start this hour with Ted in Gallup, New Mexico. Hello there, Ted.
Hello, Kim. I've heard your program mostly when driving on long trips or on vacation, and it's a pleasure to talk to you.
Oh, well, thank you, sir. Thanks for your kind words. What's going on? How can I help you?
Well, I have a digital camera that I do most of my photography with rather than a cell phone. And I recently took a video of an auto race, which was important to me, and I wanted to share it with my friends on Facebook. And I end up putting the camera card into the computer to download it. And when I took the card out, I can no longer see any pictures on the card. and I cannot have them on my computer either. So it's almost hiding it from me, and I think I did something wrong.
Oh, okay. So you took the video, and the card's completely empty?
Well, it isn't empty. I've done a properties check on the computer, and it says the data is almost full.
Oh, okay. So you know what? So maybe it's there. You know, that's the problem sometimes with these cards, is that it's, well, there's more than one problem, but the cards can easily get corrupted, right? And even though they seem pretty durable, they can be somewhat fragile. And so there's a couple of things that may have been going on, okay? Number one is that if the card's corrupted, you may not be totally out of luck, is that there are some tools, and typically they're data recovery tools, and that you put the card in the computer, and then you're going to run this tool, and then it's going to try to get the files back and transfer them to your computer's hard drive. Now, I don't know if you know this, because you're not that much of a regular listener, but I'm from New Jersey, okay? So, Ted, there are things that I can't say. I would like you to say this word. Okay, I'm going to spell it for you. Ready?
Okay.
How do you say drawer? How do you say that word?
Drawer.
Okay. See, you're from New Mexico. I'm from New Jersey. We say dwa. Okay, dwa. Okay. Open the dwa and say, you probably say like LaGuardia Airport. No, we say LaGuardia. Okay. So anyway, there's a tool called Recava. And it's not saying that because I have my New Jersey, New York accent's coming out, but that's how you spell it. And so I'm going to put some links to some data recovery tools. Now, there also could be something going on, is that most of these cards have a tiny gray slide button. And if you move the tab in the wrong place, you can't add or remove data from the card. And so you might have that little tab in the wrong place. So if wherever it is, and you can't see the data, just move that little tab the other way, and that may be all you need to see the data that's on that particular SD card. So I don't know if you remember, but back in the old days, we had cassette tapes, and you used to take a piece of tape and cover that up to make sure that cassette tape, and even VCR, so that nobody could actually rewrite whatever you had saved on it. So take a look. That's an anti-erase tab, so that could also be a little culprit for some little gremlins in the system that you have there. And Ted, thank you once again for your call. All right, so you got that old computer. You want to get that like new computer speed back. I mean, instead of buying a new computer, you can completely wipe the slate. I'm talking about just totally reformatting and starting everything over. And, a lot of times this will just breathe new life into your computer. I know you're sitting there going, I don't even know where to start, and how do I make sure I don't lose all my important stuff? Well, that's why over at Komando.com, we have your back. Head over to KOMANDO.com. Then there's a link that says Kim Show, and then there's a handy-dandy tip that gives you all the steps. Stay right where you are. Brand New or Not True is coming right up. That's right. It is time now for Brand New or Not True. It's America's national radio game show sensation where you can play along and guess which is the brand new product and which are the fake products. And I dreamt up this game show years and years ago because, let's face it, we see so many new products in tech. Some of them are just unbelievable. So Brand New or Not True, I present you, the home listener, along with a special contestant victim, three gadgets in the tech world. Two are fake, one is true, and it's up to you to pick the true product. Now, you will notice that there are no product names given because, I hate to say it, some people cheat. So that's why we don't give the product names until the very end. And we always have a special guest. And this week, playing Brand New or Not True with us is Kathy from Naples, Florida. Hello there, Kathy.
Hi, Kim. How are you today?
Good. And what do you do there in Naples?
I'm the director of relaxation.
Ooh. How do I get to be the co-director? I'm just wondering.
It's a fun job, Oh. I love being retired, and I do help a lot of people out with their iPhones because people of my age tend to have problems with iPhones. So yeah. I've learned all kinds of tricks, many that I learned from you. So
thank you for that. Now, before you became the director of relaxation, what'd you do?
I worked with my husband. We had an executive benefit firm in Connecticut.
Oh, nice, nice. And then you went down, and then you went down to Florida, like every good person from Connecticut does when they retire.
So, there you go. Yeah. And he's still working, and I said, "No, I'm sorry, I'm retired."
I'm relaxing. All right, so there are going to be three products, two real ones, fake. Now, mm-hmm. if you win, you select the right product, is that you will get an official Kim Komando Show fanny pack. It's a coveted prize, I know, but you're going to need that walking around there in Naples. So you ready to play?
I am.
Okay, product number one. Since the pandemic, we've all been on too many video calls where, number one, there's always that person who's muted, right, or should be muted, and they're not. Mm-hmm. Number two, you only see a person's like top three quarters of their head. We can't solve number one, but we can solve number two thanks to this new innovative camera tech. It hooks on the top of your monitor, your TV, or your tablet, and the camera has also motion sensing tech. So it detects the position of your eyes, nose, and chin, kind of like that Snapchat filter knows where to put your puppy dog ears and that long tongue that comes out. And as you move, mm-hmm. the camera moves this way or that way, so that this way your entire face is always in complete view during that video call. It has 1080p HD, 140-degree field of view. It's adjustable. It also has smoothing facial filters that make you appear more youthful and fresh on your Zoom calls. And let me tell you, using these filters never gets old. $39.99. All right, second product. This new product is perfect for men who are tired of going to the barber, tired of waiting in line for the barber to take them, and tired of their spouses or their partners telling them they look like a wolf man from the back of their neck. It's a smart hair trimmer that has stainless steel blades. And what makes it smart? Oh, it has a built-in camera. Using the trimmer's app, you see what the trimmer sees on the back of your head, the back of your neck. You see exactly what the trimmer sees so you never miss a spot. It also has tutorials on how to trim your hair from professional barbers. So you have everything you need to shave your own head, your neck, your hair at home without taking any shortcuts. $139. And finally, product number three. Not everyone has the new whiz-bang iPhone or Apple CarPlay or Android in their car, their truck, in their garage. And that's okay because now there's a new type of seat cushion. This Bluetooth-enabled seat cushion does more than just keep your little tush comfy and cozy. It connects to your phone. So you put your destination into your phone's GPS. It works only with Google Maps right now, but that's okay because you can use Google Maps on your Android or iPhone. But the seat cushion will actually help you navigate. When it's time to turn left, okay, you get the directions on your phone, but the seat cushion will just vibrate your left buttocks. Going right, the seat cushion will vibrate, you know, your right buttocks. Now, if you're entering a roundabout, that confuses the heck out of every American. It also vibrates when it's time for you to take the exit. It's pretty intuitive. Talk about driving by the seat of your pants. $49.99. So, tell us, Kathy, Director of Relaxation, which product is the real product?
I think I'm going to have to go with the Zoom call filter.
So product number one. So let's mm-hmm. check with our judges. Let's see what they say. Oh, Kathy. Oh,
darn. Revolutionary technology with lessons from master barbers so you can give yourself a perfect haircut every time.
That's right.
That was my second choice.
Oh. You know, let me ask you this. You know, why is Satan's barber always nervous, Kathy? Why is Satan's barber always nervous? Why? Because the last time he messed up, there was hell to pay.
There you go.
All right. I'll work better. I'll try. It'll get better. I promise. Yeah. I promise as weeks go on. All right.
That's sort of like my 6-year-old granddaughter's level of jokes there, Kim.
Well, you know what? Why don't you go ahead? You should tell her. Then she'll be like, oh, Granny, you're so smart and funny and I love you. All right. So
she'll tell me I'm not allowed to say the word hell.
Oh, they'll be heck to pay. They'll be heck to pay.
There you go.
All right. So what's on your mind? How can I help you out?
We are going to Disney finally. Hopefully we've had to cancel twice because of COVID, the pandemic, not that we had it. But one of the things now is everything is done on the My Disney app, which takes a lot of battery power from your phone. Plus, I use my phone for taking photographs.
Of course.
So I wanted to get, I have like a really big power bank, but it's so heavy. and it would last all day, but it's just heavy to schlep around. So I thought I should get something small that would maybe just plug directly into the phone, mm-hmm. That I could, you know, recharge up. And I went on a site to buy, and everyone that I pulled up, everyone that I looked at, would have wonderful reviews. It would say, this is the best thing I've ever bought. And then the next review would say, this product basically burnt my house down.
And you're like, okay, you know, there's got to be something in between really great and burning my house down.
And then I thought, now I know somebody that will know a good recommendation for me. And that's why I sent you the email.
Well, thank you. And I did read your email, and I do appreciate that. You had an iPhone 8, as I recall?
Yes, I'm going to probably be getting the 13 before we go.
Good, good. You know, because there's a big difference in the cameras between the 8. And there was absolutely no difference between the 12 and the 13. And I just feel like I just got taken by Apple by doing the upgrade. But, you know, I'm like in this. It's like my job, so I have to do it. So you don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
But when we start talking about these, looking at Amazon reviews in particular, you're right. It's like, you're like, okay, so which one do I really look at? You know, there's a brand that I use, and that it's my go-to brand when it comes to this. Of course, there's Belkin, but there's also Anker, A-N-K-E-R. And they have something called, it's the Ultra Compact Battery Pack. And you might want to look at that. I can, you know what, let me send you a link to it, because otherwise you're going to get in Amazon Anker land and you're not going to find the right one. So I'm going to send you a link to that. And then also, how you're going to be there all day?
We will.
Okay.
You know, for 3 days in a row.
All right. Well, that should last. Because I was thinking, like, because they also have some that can charge by solar. And so you could hook it on the back of, you know, one of the kids' backpacks. And then as you guys are walking around all the time, that you could do that. But I don't think that's necessary. So let me do this. I'm going to send you a link to the one in the Anker Power Core. And then, you know, just keep in mind, when I say send you a link, you can also always see the links that I recommend and the products I can recommend by heading over to the Commando community, commando.com/community. And when you're there, hit the Q&A forum. And Kathy, once again, thanks for being such a great contestant and a great call. And I'm sorry you didn't win the fanny pack. It's time now for our security tip, and this week is brought to you by Total AV. You hear me talk about new hacks, malicious downloads, clever ways to break into your system week after week. And it should be obvious that you need protection, but how you protect your system is even more important than you realize. So device security, not the place to cut corners. Now, I know there are free options out there, and it could be convenient to use whatever trial came with your PC, but you need to know that not all antivirus software can keep up with the latest threats. You know, free is for a reason, right? That's why I recommend and trust Total AV. Total AV's award-winning antivirus security suite offers complete protection that you can rely on. Has built-in adware, built-in ransomware, built-in malware protection. And this protection covers up to 5 of your or your loved one's devices under a single plan. So whether you're on a Windows, a Mac, iOS, Android, just install the easy-to-use app and you're protected. And because I have your back, I negotiated an exclusive discount for you. Right now, get an annual plan for only $19. Sorry. Annual plan, $19. Remember, 5 devices. Go to protectwithkim.com. That's over 85% off the regular price. Head over to protectwithkim.com. Once again, protectwithkim.com. All right, so many people have asked me, seems like recently, this is a common question, is banking on my phone using an app safe? Is it safe for me to look at my accounts, to transfer money? How should I do this? So, I mean, let me just tell you this way. You take on a big risk when you're banking on your phone, but it doesn't mean that you can't do it the right way. Okay, I want to make sure that your phone has a PIN or a password set, and I want you to use biometrics if you can, okay? Second on our list is the latest security patches. Okay, if you're using Windows 7, there aren't any new security patches. So don't be using that. Okay? Not. You need to make sure that your device is keeping up with all the threats. I also want to make sure that you're smart. Hackers love impersonating banks because that's where they get money. So when you are in the App Store, I want you to make sure that you download your bank's official app. Okay? And look at the reviews. Look specifically at the developer's name to make sure that it is, in fact. And this is really kind of tricky because You know, of course, there's WhatsApp. You know what that is. Well, a band of criminals actually were able to get over 1 million people to download the fake version because where they talked about the ID, they call themselves WhatsApp Inc. Number four is there are certain features that you should be using in your banking apps. Two-factor authentication. And we're going to tell you how to make sure that you set that up. And don't use the same banking password as another password that you have. And number five on our list are notifications. I know that they're annoying and they're distracting. But on your banking app, I want to make sure that you get them anytime a transaction happens. If you don't want every time, maybe every time over $25, deposits, any withdrawals, things like that. And number five is do not do this on a public Wi-Fi network. Only use a secured network. And if you have to be on Wi-Fi, make sure that you use a VPN. And we always recommend ExpressVPN. Find links to all these and the step-by-steps. And, you know, knowledge is power. Share it out with all your family members and friends. Head over to Commando.com. When you're there, hit the link at the top. It says Kim Show. Still to come this hour, we have a data breach warning, wireless network usernames and passwords hacked. Tell you what you need to watch out for. And if you're on the list, you're on the Kim Commando Show. All right, this is part of the show where I want to talk to you about podcasts. I mean, so many people are unfamiliar with podcasts. And right now, there are over 2 million podcasts available on Apple and Google and, of course, every other place, Spotify, Pandora, and you name it. And in case you're wondering what exactly is a podcast, it's like a radio show, but it's more, it's actually conversational, like this show. And then you can actually pick different topics. So if you want news, you want sports, there are all kinds of crazy podcasts. Trust me, I listened to one of them while driving from Los Angeles to Santa Barbara, and I'm not going to tell you what it is because it was just really disgusting. But podcasts are there so you can listen whenever you want, and they're different topics. And, of course, you're listening to tech, so I want you to subscribe to our podcasts. And whether you're on Spotify, Pandora, Tuned In, like I said, Apple, Google, make sure that you type in Commando with a K, of course, and then subscribe to our podcast. Try them out. If you don't like them, you can unsubscribe at any time. And if you do like it, I want to make sure that you rate, review, and you follow us. And thank you so much for that. All right, back to the phones we go with Doug in Burlington, Illinois. Hi there, Doug.
Hello.
Welcome. What's going on?
Oh, not much down here in Florida with my daughter. She's getting married.
Oh, congratulations. Congratulations to you. And how can I help you?
Well, I've been trying to find some jobs that you could do online or maybe by calling or internet or cell phone or something of that nature to just to help with a little bit more money on the side.
Sure.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, sure. I mean, especially this time of year. I mean, with the holidays coming and, you know, so many people are losing their jobs. You know, basically what you're looking for is remote work. And the very worst thing that you can do is to type in make money at home at Google, because you will get so many scammers that pop up. And then I don't want you calling me up later and say, well, Kim, I got scammed. Okay, so over at Commando.com, we have some lists for some legitimate work-at-home jobs, anything from being a search engine optimizer to there are things that you can do online that would say, you know, which color of green do you prefer? And would this green be seen on here or there? Also, there are jobs where you transcribe receipts, because that's something that computers just can't do. They cannot transcribe receipts. You know, we actually need a human to do that. So what I'm going to do is post a link of legitimate online opportunities over at Commando.com. And also I'll put them inside the Commando community under the Q&A forum. And Doug, congratulations on the wedding and to your daughter. And yay from all of us. And what a blessing here for you from all of us here at the Kim Commando Show. Stay right where you are. I have a data breach warning I need to tell you about that you don't want to miss. Hey, if you're on Verizon, listen up, because you may be getting a text message, and maybe you already did, claiming to be from them, thanking you for paying your bills with a free gift. And guess what? It's a scam. The breach affected customers are visible, and hackers were able to access data, change delivery addresses, and order iPhones in those customers' names. So if you are a visible customer, what I'd like you to do is to change your username and your password immediately, as soon as you can. This is also a good example of why it's really important to enable two-factor authentication on every single account that offers it. We have a list and we have the steps on how to do it over on the website. So don't put this off. You know, get that 2FA going and stay right where you are. We have another jam-packed hour coming up here on the Westar Multimedia Network. Okay, here's a Jeopardy question for you. I wish I could do the music, but I can't. You can visit the very first website. It was originally created by CERN, the European Organization for Nuclear Research. Nothing flashy. If you look at it, it's just a bunch of text and links, and I think we're going to be writing about it over at commando.com. So 33 years ago, what was the name of the gentleman who created the very first website? Anybody? Anybody? You ready? We're playing Jeopardy. Who is Tim Berners-Lee? That's right, Tim Berners-Lee. You know, and just a little tip for you, never trust a website with purple terms and conditions. They clearly violate your privacy. Get it? Violate your privacy. Or, I know. Tough crowd. And you see, ladies and gentlemen, just an example of all the fun that we have here week after week as we talk about living the best digital life ever. It's called the Kim Komando Show, and you can find us on 420-plus stations from coast to coast. We're streaming in your favorite radio app, and you can find us, you know, on demand whenever you want as a podcast, a webcast, you know, on your schedule over at getkim.com. And a special shout out and salute and thanks goes to our servicemen and women in the Army, Marines, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, and Space Force, as well as our veterans and those who are listening on American Forces Network Radio. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. And all right, this is part of the show where I like to talk about future tech. So this way, you know where things are headed. And if you are a small business owner, if you're in any type of business, this is the type of thing that you need to know. Like, what is Tesla doing? All right, if you live in California, if you own a Tesla, you can actually get insurance through Tesla. It's pretty typical of any insurance that you might get anywhere else. But if you live in Texas, right, not the same thing as California, this is really genius stuff. I mean, you know, say what you will about Elon Musk. The guy's cray-cray. He's, you know, a gazillionaire, the richest man, whatever. But he's very innovative. And this isn't something that somebody else isn't doing. It's just that it's built right into the car. So in Texas, Tesla is now going to give you insurance based on your real-time driving behavior. So it's based on how you're driving right now, not the traditional factors like credit, age, gender, claim history, or driving record. It's made up of factors including forward collision warnings, hard braking, aggressive turning, aggressive driving, unsafe following distances, forced autopilot disengagement. Now, this is all monitored in real time. So Tesla says that you're going to save 20 to 40% over other premiums. Those with the safest score can save up to 60%. Now, because it's based in real time, the premiums change. You hit all the marks one month, you might only pay $83. You have an off month, things are bad, you're driving crazy, $130. So apparently Elon Musk had to insure the Tesla Roadster that you may remember that he launched into space a few years back. The premiums are astronomical. All right, number two, boring in Las Vegas. Aside from Tesla and SpaceX, you may be familiar with Elon Musk's Boring Company. It's a weird name for a company. I don't know if you remember, they once sold a flamethrower on its website. But, you know, they've been trying to pitch this tunnel for years. They finally are able to get it going underneath Las Vegas. Las Vegas. This was the pitch. To solve the problem of soul-destroying traffic, roads need to go 3D, which means either flying cars or tunnels are needed. Unlike flying cars, tunnels are waterproof, out of sight, and won't fall on your head. That was their actual sales pitch. Anyway, a very small version of the tunnel system under the Las Vegas Convention Center. They're going to open the door, they say, for the Vegas Loop. It's going to be designed so passengers can catch a ride in an underground Tesla, go anywhere on the Strip. It's actually a great idea, although, you know, they do have the train in Vegas. They have to create about 50 stations, nearly 30 miles of underground tunnels. They say they could transport 57,000 passengers per hour. So now, you know what they say, what happens under Vegas stays in Vegas. Number three, a Lovesac. Yes. If you're not familiar with Lovesac, it's those little bean bags that they sell. You know, they sell it online, but they also sell them in a lot of malls if you're still going to shopping malls. But now they have something called a sectional. It's basically a sectional couch. But they did a deal with Harman Kardon, and so that they have the, this is what they call them, the StealthTech Sound Plus Charge System. Okay. Basically what it means, you have a couch with built-in speakers, so you have immersive surround sound and wireless charging for your gadgets. Talk about a couch. Sides have embedded front and rear speakers, a subwoofer that integrates into the seat frame and a center channel. You can't see any of it. That's why they call it stealth. Controlled with a remote, a phone app. And they say you just re-optimize the system whenever you want to rearrange the modular couch. If that's music to your ears or music right up against your ear, the price. You ready for it? $3,000. $3,000. Wow. Number four, there's buzz in the air. Yes, more, let's go back to Texas for just a second. We've always been concerned about delivery drones. When are they really coming? You know, it seems like we have a little bit of progress, and then we don't hear about them, and then we hear some more progress. It's been slow rollout. Well, Alphabet's drone division, it's called Wing, is expanding to suburbs around Dallas. After test flights and the official approval is obtained, Wing drones will deliver over-the-counter products, non-prescription goods from Walgreens to residents of Frisco and Little Elm, Texas. Now, here's how it's going to work. Walgreens employees will load the packages for the drones to deliver. Then the actual flight operation will be run out of a small shipping container somewhere nearby. It might be an unmarked van. The approval from regulators is what takes time. It could be months for the drones to, you know, get off the ground. Wing is only one company's doing. Of course, there's Amazon with Prime Air, UPS. All these companies are conducting tests. They're waiting for the FAA to develop the new safety standards, regulations, like, you know, where, which level, what the altitude, how far. They're also going to create positions for people who are overseeing the program. And, of course, in Texas, you know what that person's going to be called. The Drone Ranger. The Drone Ranger. Finally, number five, if you'd like to pray with the Pope, guess what? There's an app for that. The Vatican has rolled out a new version of its Click to Pray app and lets you pray together with Pope Francis. Kind of. I'm Catholic, and maybe that's why I was really interested in this. Because the launch was a spectacle. It had a full news conference, seven church officials, cardinals. They had a video ready to go showing off the latest features. The new Click to Pray 2.0 offers an improved, they say, digital praying experience, fast-paced world, planner. You can focus on your faith. You pick from specific intentions. Maybe you want to pray for peace, and then you can pray with other folks. You can pray with the app, pray with the Pope, as a school of prayer. It's the first major update since its launch 5 years ago, and it's available in seven languages. But church officials stress this is not a replacement for traditional prayer. Now, of course, you can donate to the church from the Click to Pray app, but there's only one method allowed. After all, it is a PayPal state. After all right, coming up in this hour in just a few moments, we're going to talk about what's going on with online shopping. We have a great tip about if you're using Facebook, the three ways to make sure that Facebook is not listening to you. We also have a fake invoice that if you're using Windows, you might be seeing, and it's a total scam. And of course, we have all of your phone calls you don't want to miss here on this coast-to-coast broadcast, an international broadcast, I should say, an online broadcast of the Kim Komando Show. Our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open. 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And just a quick reminder, if you're listening to the show gets interrupted for whatever the reason, you can catch the entire show as a podcast, as a webcast. Just head over to GetKim.com. Once again, that's GetKim.com. Moments away from some more great tips that you don't want to miss. But right now, how about we start this hour with Ed, listening on the big WSB in Atlanta, Georgia. Hello there, Ed.
Hi, Kim. How are you today?
I'm terrific. Thanks for asking. What's going on in Atlanta?
It's nice, beautiful, and 75 degrees.
Beautiful. Well, yeah. Finally in Phoenix, and we're getting to be that temperature that everybody loves, and that's when everybody comes to Phoenix, right? And then and I'm like, gosh, right. Snowbirds go home. Snowbirds go home. So anyway. So what's going on with your tech life I can lend a hand to?
Well, I have seen an article in CNET that with the new iPhone update, I think it's number 15.
That's correct.
That FaceTime was going to be available to not just iPhone users, but also Android users.
And also Windows. That's right.
Right.
And that's, you know, that's always been a kind of a hassle, right? I mean, because you're like on FaceTime and then, you know, you have those friends We don't like to say who they are out loud, but they have the dreaded green button, right? The green bubble, rather. They don't have a blue bubble when you're talking to them. It's green, and those are the people that are not on FaceTime or even on iMessages, which means you can't put them on FaceTime. But now you can have, like, these groups, and you can mute people and do things like that. But the magic doesn't happen inside FaceTimes, per se, is that they have to call from their browser. And so what you're going to do is you're going to give them a link to a FaceTime call, and then they're actually going to call from a web browser. So that's how we get around that. But, you know, the web browser is on their phone, right? So it's not like you have to sit there at a desktop or a laptop. But it's really kind of a cool thing. And that's, it's been a long time coming, hasn't it, right?
Yes.
Because otherwise we're all sitting there going, all right, we'd like to have a FaceTime, but we can't get Bob and Mary and John on there because they're on Samsung, right? And it's like, oh, gosh. And so then you have to do a Zoom call or do a Skype call or anything like that. So it becomes a bit of a hassle. So now you can do FaceTime. You can do it right off the web. We'll post the instructions for you, Ed, and everybody else over at commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.com inside the Q&A forum, inside the Commando community. Ed, thank you so much for your call. Let's see. Mark in Lake City, Florida. Hello there, Mark.
Hey, Kim. How are you?
I'm good. Welcome to the show today. What's going on?
Thank you, first-time caller. I run a 501c3 at the local county fair, so this is a once-a-year gig. We sell sausage dogs, and we support youth groups around our community.
Got it.
And over the years, we've pretty much done cash only, but the last couple of years, a lot of our customers are wanting to swipe a debit card or even pay with an app. I know there's a slew of maybe half a dozen, you know, recommended, you know, Zelle, Venmo, PayPal,
there's
Google
tons
Pay,
of them.
Et cetera.
Yeah, there's tons of them, right?
We do not have a bank account associated with our 501c3 because we just divvy up the funds when it's done, cover our expenses, and then split the money between all of the youth groups and start with a zero balance each year. So since we don't have a bank account, what would be the tax implications if I linked my personal account to some of these apps for accepting payment?
Well, I'm not a tax accountant, but I wouldn't mix commingle funds.
Sure.
I think you're just asking for a nightmare of paperwork and some red flags that you don't want the IRS to be your friend, right? So mm-hmm. I would definitely set up an account for the 501c. And then, you know, once you do that, you actually get special considerations. And so, like, for example, with PayPal, you get discounted transaction rates and you even get a whole bunch of other perks along the way. I mean, there's no cancellation fees and withdrawals and things like that. And so, you know, set up an account with PayPal, with your bank as well. And then what you can do, I'm sure you've seen those, it looks like a whole bunch of blots on a piece of paper. They're called QR codes. Been real popular since the pandemic at restaurants, right? And
yep.
So you could put, when you're sitting there grilling up the hot dogs and telling people about all the great work that you do, is that you can, with a PayPal account for your 501c, is that you can create a QR code. And then once you create the QR code, you can print it out and put it in a frame and say, here's your hot dog for $4.99. But if you'd like to leave me a tip, because you can put that in there too, by the way, or double it for your donation, you know, there will be ways for you to do that. It's actually kind of great. And then you also get some marketing materials because you get the customer's name and address and their email address, right? And so you can send them a little thank you email along the way. And then you can also let them know, hey, we're going to be coming back. That's right. We're going to be coming back to the next, county fair. And we'd love for you to stop by and we'd love to give you a free gift or just shake your hand and thank you for your support. You know, this is a little complicated. We're going to write this up as a tip for you. We'll be sending out on our tip list. Let me just make a note. I'll put that up there to do that. And thank you so much for your call. All right, something I just want to pass along real quickly is let's talk about your holiday turkey. I know you're like, what is Kim Commando talking about? Well, it's trending on Google, so I just thought we'd talk about it for just a second. Now, if you plan on getting a smaller turkey, turkeys under 16 pounds, they say that they are really being affected by these supply chain issues. These sizes are usually the most popular, especially because of the pandemic, we have smaller gatherings. And so small turkeys necessarily aren't hard to get if you know where to look. And so that's why we put together a whole list on how to get your Thanksgiving Day turkey sooner rather than later and keep it fresh. Head over to commando.com and look for the link that says Kim's Show. And joining us right now is no turkey at all. It's Allie Seligman, our amazing content queen. Hello there, Allie.
Hi, Kim.
So what is going on in content land over at commando.com?
My mind is on phones. And if we actually stop to think about it, I know we use our smartphones all day, every day. And so we don't think about how amazing they really are and all they help us do.
Oh, you know what? They truly are. I mean, you know, just about anything that you want to get done. I mean, you know, any type of math, directions. I mean, just anything that you need is right here in the palm of your hand.
Right? It's incredible. And when we see the new models, we talk about things like the fancy new cameras, all the storage, the smart assistants. But what we don't really talk all that much about are the accessibility features, which are actually pretty incredible. You know, these are developed for people with hearing impairments, visual impairments, motor, whatever it is. And there are actually a lot of really cool hidden features that anybody can use.
You know what? They really are. And so many people, they say, you think accessibility and you're like, oh, I don't need that. I'm okay. You know, let me tell you what happened to my friend Fred. Okay. You know, you've heard me talk about Fred Weber. He's my mentor, yeah. Allie. He's the guy who gave me my first job in radio all those years ago. And what's so cool is that we still talk like every week or text every other day. And so, I mean, like, I think we've been friends for like, I don't know, like almost 30 years. He told me like, I'm like his longest relationship he's ever had. I mean, you know, no marriage, no dates, nothing. I'm the longest relationship. We're just friends, by the way, because I'm married. But so Fred sent me a picture of himself, and that's all it was. And his picture of like this guy, like with this black eye out, okay, and his nose like pressed over. And he texted me, he was on the fifth hole of golf, and there's a group behind him, said, can we play through? And so he says, yeah, sure, come on, play through. So he said, well, give me a second. He actually said out loud, give me a second, and I want to move my cart. So he gets in the cart, and as he's driving, the schmo behind him gets on the tee and hits the ball, whacks the heck out of the ball, hits Freddie right in the face.
Oh, my gosh.
His glasses get spread. He can't put on his glasses. His nose is all big, and his eyes all black and blue. He can't even open it, and so he can't wear his glasses. And so he says to me, he goes, if that's not the worst thing, I have to use my phone to look at anything. I have to use a big magnifying glass.
So I'm like, oh no.
I'm like, Freddie, you don't need to do that. And so I said, you know, you just open up your phone, swipe the home, go all the way, swipe, 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 all the way to the left. So you get your app library. At the top of the search box, type in magnifier. For some reason, Apple has hidden a magnifying glass. And so you just, then it has a zoom bar out, and you just go left to right, big or smaller. But what's so cool is that it has a built-in flashlight. Yay. So if you're trying to magnify something and you need a light, then it's right there too. Okay. That's in the accessibility.
Amazing.
That's in the accessibility, like what you're talking about. Like you wouldn't think that anybody would need that. So what do you think that's cool there?
Well, there are a few that I think are great. There's one called TalkBack on an iPhone. It's called VoiceOver. Now, I know about this one because I accidentally turn this on my phone probably about once a month. And I always forget how to turn it off and drive myself insane. It's that feature where it reads everything that's on your phone. Now, that can be pretty intense, but there is a different version of it called Select to Speak, where you can pick something on your phone and your phone will read it for you. There's an even cooler version where you, on an Android, you point your camera at something, and if there's text, your phone will read it out loud, and it will even describe objects to you. So these things are pretty awesome.
You know what? And the other thing that, you know, you and I, we saw this because we were at like some British website, and the headline said, the secret keystroke that Apple doesn't want you to know about. Bum, 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 bum. You know, total clickbait. And it was that whole TapBack. Do you have that on your list?
I sure do. TapBack is awesome. This is one thing that makes me want an iPhone. I'm an Android person, but TapBack, basically you set a little shortcut where you tap the back of your phone either two or three times, and you can set it up to do basically anything you want. You can take a screenshot, you can open an app, a shortcut you've set up. A warning here, you will accidentally trigger this. It's just too easy with the way you pick up your phone. So you're going to do it by accident. Okay. If you do a screenshot, you're probably going to have a bunch of blurry screenshots of yourself in there.
You know,
or of your.
It's so funny that you say that because, you know, we did that tip about cleaning up your camera roll. And in there, I have so many where I tapped the back and it's like, oh, hi, didn't mean that one or that one or that one. But it is handy at times.
Exactly. It's handy. It's a little annoying. If it's going to drive you crazy, don't use it, but it is really cool. Probably the most well-known accessibility feature that you might not think of as an accessibility feature is just the text size on your phone. So if you're one of those people that holds your phone right up to your face because you can't read anything on it, you can adjust the text size. The nice thing about this is it's system-wide, so you're not going to have to do this for every single app. You can make the text bigger for everything on your phone, which is really nice. Okay, let's move on to sound. Sound recognition. This is really cool. You can set it. This works for iPhone and Android so that your phone, when it detects certain sounds like a doorbell, an alarm going off, say your fire alarm, even a baby crying, you can get an alert. So I'm definitely not saying to use your phone as a baby monitor, but yeah. If maybe you have somebody in your life who's a little hard of hearing, maybe they never hear the doorbell. Wouldn't it be great if they got a notification on their phone that someone was at the door?
You know what? That's an idea, Al. I'm gonna put that on Barry's phone. Because, you know, he's always like, I'm like, you know, didn't you hear the gate bell ring? He's like, I didn't hear the gate bell ring. I didn't hear it. So, you know what? I'm not going to tell him. I'm going to grab his phone. I'm going to set it up. And then he's going to be like, then he's going to come and go, Kim, look, my iPhone just did. They must be watching us, Kim. They must be listening.
It's fine, Barry. It's magic. All right. Another good one for sound. If you have an iPhone and a pair of AirPods, this is great. It's called Live Listen. I know we've talked about it on the show before, but I couldn't leave this out.
Yeah.
You can basically turn your AirPods into makeshift hearing aids. So the way it works, you put your phone down, you're connected to your AirPods, your phone picks up the sound, and then you can turn it up as loud as you want so that the person next to you doesn't have to yell. Of course, this is another one where you'll see clickbait headlines around it because it can also be used as a secret spy tool. So
yeah.
Say people are in the other room, you can put your phone in there, put your AirPods in, and you can hear what they say. So don't use this for evil. Use it for good, maybe for a prank.
That would be good. Now, do you have LED notifications on your list?
I don't. That is a good one, though.
Yeah, that's a good one. So, like, you know, if you have somebody, again, who doesn't always catch when their phone rings, or maybe you're in a really noisy situation, or you don't want the ringer to go off, you can set it up so that when your phone rings, it's like the flashlight will light up. I think that's kind of a cool one.
That is cool. Another cool customization thing, this isn't necessarily accessibility, but you can set custom vibrations, custom ringers, all that stuff. So say I get a text from you, Kim, and my phone does two short little buzzes. I get a text from my husband and it does three. That's a really cool way to know who you have a message from without having to actually pick up your phone.
See, I was hoping that when I text you, you get like this siren, this big old alarm, womp, 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 you know, one of those type of things. All right, Jamie.
Yeah, sends me into a panic every time. All right.
How many more you got?
Just a couple more.
Okay.
So here's my question for you. Are you a dark mode person or just regular white background?
I'm just a regular person. I'm not particularly a fan of the dark mode. I'm not. I don't like to go to the dark web. I don't like the dark side. I don't like the dark mode.
All right. I am a dark mode person for sure. It's easier on the eyes. I also get migraines, and a lot of the time that's light triggered, and especially the light that comes out of our gadgets. So there is a really cool feature where you can invert the colors on your phone. So there are lots of apps and even the, you know, interface of your phone that doesn't support dark mode necessarily. But another one in the accessibility features, you can just flip one switch. So everything on your phone is inverted and in dark mode.
Okay. We have time for one more. Make it like the best one ever, Allie. The last one, the kicker. It has to be phenomenal.
This is one that I am going to set up because I know I'm going to use it all the time. All right. The scenario, I get a phone call, I'm talking on the phone, and then maybe I'm using my headphones. And so I'm doing something else on my phone, sending a text, writing an email, whatever. It's so annoying to have to go back, find the phone call to be able to hang up. Well, you can set it up so that instead of having to go back into the phone app, you can just tap the power button on your phone. It doesn't turn off your phone. It just hangs up your phone call.
Oh, I didn't know about that one. I'm going to set that one up because that is so annoying because you will. Or like you're talking to somebody and they say, you know, or what was that address, or, you know, what did I say, or what size shoe do you wear, or, you know, or whatever it may be. And then you get off the phone call and then you're like, darn it, you know, where did it go?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so just one little press.
All right, so you're going to write all these up. We're going to put them, post them over at commando.com because, you know, as we've been talking, Allie, I know people are like, what did that amazing Allie just say? What did that smart Kim Commando say? How do I get into that? So we'll be posting them up this week, right?
Yes, indeed.
You got it. Great job, Allie. All right, now time for a really terrific tip. Not that we just didn't give you a whole bunch. It's been brought to you by iDrive. Protecting your most valuable data, family photos or videos, and important business documents is crucial. Just ask anyone who's lost everything on their computer from a hard drive failure or from dreaded ransomware. Ugh. That's why I look to iDrive Backup for providing safe and secure cloud backup. I love it because it's super easy to use, it's affordable, and includes generous backup space, so you have plenty of room. iDrive can be used to back up all your devices, your PCs, your Macs, your servers, your smartphones, and more, all into one account. And with their industry-standard encryption, state-of-the-art security, you can rest assured that your data is safe. With iDrive, you can access all your files from any device. This means that no matter where you go, you can find the information that you need in a snap. You can also automate backups, and you never have to worry about losing access to important data, running out of space. Plans start at less than $7 a month, and we use my name, Kim, at checkout. You're going to get 90% off your first year. Listen, you can't afford not to do this. Go to iDrive.com, use my name, Kim. That's iDrive.com, and you want to use promo code Kim. All right, so many people got freaked out at Facebook with Frances Haugen's testimony, what's going on with Congress and, you know, name changes. And it seems like every other day Facebook is in the news. And I noticed in a trend in the searches to our website about how do you know that Facebook is not listening? Okay. You know the scenario, you have a conversation with somebody about a new place you'd like to visit. Mine was Patagonia, go hiking. And then all of a sudden you start seeing ads for it. What's going on? Now, for the last 5 years, Facebook has said it doesn't listen in. It doesn't eavesdrop. It only uses the microphone when you say it's okay. And everything's going on, you might want to look at it. So you go into your iPhone settings, scroll down to Facebook, you tap it. Yeah, there's a list of permissions. You want to slide the toggle deck. You could also totally block your microphone with a special gadget designed to trick your computer to think that the mic is plugged in. And if you're not looking to spend any money, you can actually do a DIY, like a MacGyver trick. You make your own mic blocker with an old pair of headphones that you no longer use. We've got all the steps, everything that you need. Head over to commando.com and hit the link that says Kim's Show. Still to come this hour, a fake invoice is scaring Microsoft Windows users. I'm going to tell you more about that here on the show. I just want to tell you quickly about the current newsletter. You hear me talk about it. And some recent topics is that you may know LOL, but do you know BTW, or better about TBH or FOMO? We put together a whole list of text abbreviations most searched for. What do they mean worldwide? We also are talking about some new traffic lights, some new ideas that's going on in that space. So you want to sign up, check it out right now. Head over to thecurrentnewsletter.com. Al in St. Louis, Missouri. Hello there, Al.
Hello, Kim, the digital goddess. How are you, ma'am?
I'm fantastic. How can I help you out, Al? You're cool.
Well, I've been listening to you for a number of years. I spent 24 years in the military, but a good 15, 20 years I listened to you and told all my soldiers about you. And I'll tell you, you've been great. I mean, every time I needed an answer, you know, I'd hear it or read it on my from your website, advice, gadgets, and stuff like that.
Thank you.
But
Al,
my problem is that over the last 15 years, I have accumulated 10 to 15 Gmail accounts. Kim, I can't get rid of them. I talked to Google. Well, I wrote to them. They never answered me. I went to Ask Leo. And I went to different websites, so I thought, hey, the digital goddess, let's see if she can give me something to get rid of these email accounts. I just can't do anything with them.
Well, here's the deal, is that I don't know if anybody else told you this, but if you don't know the password, you can't log into the account. And it's a glitch in Google's system. It's a problem. It's a programming error that unless you can figure out the password, you can't get into it. Now, so what you have to do is try to reset the password. And I'm going to give you the link on how to do that. And maybe if you reset it, that you'll be able to, you know, answer enough of those secret questions that you set up. And that's the problem, because when you set these secret questions up 10 or 15 years ago, nobody really remembers them, right? We're going to put the link over inside the Commando community and hit the Q&A forum. And thank you so much for your service. Thank you for your kind words, Alan. Thanks for telling all the troops about the show as well. Hey, stay right where you are. Coming up, I got to tell you about a fake invoice that's scaring Microsoft Windows users into paying some money here on the Kim Commando Show. All right, there's a new scam that's targeting Windows PC users, so be careful. It's called vishing, phishing attacks that happen over the phone. Get an email, there's an invoice, it looks legit, no misspelled words. It comes with a toll-free number to call. Call the number. The scammers are going to try to get you to download software that will remotely control your computer, and they will have access to everything to it. Hey, don't forget, the show never ends 24/7. You can find me at the website. The address is simply komando.com.